Boys and girls, today I want to bring to your attention another missionary. And of course, when you see the photograph and you see the name already on it for you, it's Charles Studd, or better known as C.T. Studd. He served the Lord faithfully in China, in India, and also in Africa. And his work for the Lord and all the service that he gave is certainly well worth noting. He was born in England in 1860. He was one of three sons to a retired and very wealthy planter called Edward Studd. His father, Edward, had made an absolute fortune in India, and he had come back again to England in order to spend his fortune when he was converted to faith in Jesus Christ at a mission where the evangelist D.L. Moody was the preacher, and that was in 1877. And there's no doubt that his conversion changed his life completely, and he had a great burden to see his three sons come to faith in the Lord Jesus. And in fact, Edward only lived for two more years after his conversion, but in that short space of time, there is no doubt that his life had made a great impact on his three sons. At 16 years of age, C.T. Studd was a great cricketer. And by 19, he was the captain of the cricket team at Eton College. He continued his education at Trinity College in Cambridge, where again, his cricketing ability was clearly seen. When he came to know the Lord Jesus Christ as his Savior, his cricketing and everything else that was important to him was left aside. And of course, these words that we see on the screen are attributed to C.T. Studd: "Of Jesus Christ be God and died for me. Then no sacrifice can be too great for me to make for him." When he came to know the Lord Jesus Christ, that was the way he lived his life. And his conversion to Christ is very interesting, because he was saved in 1878 on the very same day as his two brothers. He was going out to play cricket, and just as he was leaving for a cricket match, a visiting preacher who had been staying in his home stopped him, and he just simply said to him, "Charles, are you a Christian? Are you a Christian?" Well, of course, Charles Studd knew what it was to be a Christian, but he wasn't a Christian himself. He knew that his father's life had been dramatically changed and had made such an impact on him. He knew there was something to this Christian faith, but this question really challenged him. "Charles, are you a Christian?" He wasn't up till then. But that day in his own home, he bowed his knee and he gave his life to the Lord Jesus Christ. And on that very same day, his two brothers were also saved. I wonder if I was to stop you going out through the door this morning, I won't. But if I was to stop you going out through the door today and I called you by your name and said to you, "Are you saved? Are you a Christian?" I wonder what your response would be. C.T. Studd talks about the early years of his life as a Christian. And he has to admit that for about 6 years, he had got away from the Lord. He was backslidden. And speaking about that period in his life, Studd simply said this. He said, "My love for Christ began to grow cold, and the love of the world came in." I wonder how many of us are in that place this morning. My love for Christ began to grow cold. Maybe you're a backslider today. Maybe you're out of fellowship with the Lord today. Maybe it hasn't been for 6 years. Maybe it has been shorter than that, or even longer than that. Well, like C.T. Studd, the Lord who saved you is waiting today to restore you. And after he was restored to the Lord Jesus Christ, God became to work in his life, and Studd's life was changed. He felt the call of God to go to China. He was one of a group called the Cambridge Seven who offered themselves for work in China to Hudson Taylor. 25, he was left a great sum of money from his late father's estate. He prayed about it, and he decided that he should give it all to the work of the gospel, and that he should trust God only for all that he had to do. He went to China. 3 years after arriving there, he married a girl from Ulster called Priscilla Livingstone Stewart. And they served the Lord together in China. And 10 years later, ill health meant they had to return home to England. They gave all their property and everything they had to the China Inland Mission. 1900, the Studd family went to southern India, where C.T. Studd served as a pastor in a church for 6 years. After China and India and a return to England, they went to serve the Lord in Central Africa. It was a very tough calling, and even before he went, there were many who sought to deter him from setting out any further in the work. But he felt the Lord wanted him to do it. He went in 1910, and he stayed there until he died in 1931. This also was attributed to C.T. Studd. He said, "Some want to live within the sound of church or chapel bell, but I want to run a rescue shop within a yard of hell." C.T. Studd had a passion for people, a concern for souls, and a willingness to work tirelessly for the Lord. Do you know, in a letter he wrote home just before his death, he reflected on the life that he had given and missionary work, and this is what he wrote in his letter. He said, "I thank God that he called me to China, and that I deliberately, at the call of God, gave myself to the work. My only joy is this, that when God has given me a work to do, I have never refused it. When God has given me a work to do, I have never refused it." And that's why I close with these lovely words that he himself spoke. "Only one life, 'twill soon be past, and only what's done for Christ will last." Is God asking you to do something for him today? Do you need to be one of those bus drivers? Do you need to be somebody who can stand in the car park? Or anybody who's willing today to stand in a gap? Well, remember what those words just say. And remember this, if God has given you a work to do, don't refuse to do it. Because your life and mine will soon be passed, and only what's done for Christ will last.